Gnutineering Part 5. Welcome back to Gnutineering, where the possible is made more difficult by boneheaded ignorance, overenthusiasm and pointy metal things being brought together. And pork rearing. You may want to refresh your memory on the project in Part 1. Part 2. Part 3. Part 4. Design goals. Fast as possible on off-road, too big to have on roads. I will set a target speed of 50 miles per hour. 4WD. Must be able to reverse and brake. Unbreakable, or as close to. Must be able to mount GoPro or similar camera on it. Cheap as possible. Again. Very little actual building has been going on so far, just more bastard sourcing what I need. The lack of pinion gear, which I have totally not complained about, oh no, should not hold me back. As a punt on one of my other orders, I bought a pinion gear, just a pinion gear instead of a pinion gear and clutch bell set, which I am still waiting for, 54 bastard days after I ordered it. Probably more than that by the time this is published. The pinion gears in this scale, 1-5, are either stepped or hex mounts. A stepped pinion looks like this. 17T 1.5 mod pinion, stepped. The inner hole is 4 mm diameter, the depth of the step is 3 mm by 5 mm wide. The clutch bell I do have is just a shaft with a 20 mm threaded 6 mm hole inside. Insert pinion to continue. So I can grind the edges of the drive shaft down, and drill the gear out to be 6 mm and I should be good to go. I am somewhat reticent to do that just yet, as I have been in contact with the pinion supplier who has allegedly shipped another. December 16th, allegedly. At least this time around, it has been accepted by airline rather than languishing in a warehouse. In the interim, I have the alloy box section to play with, so I lopped off a little length, and drilled it with a 5 mm hole for a 6 mm thread. I need to know if I can easily thread into the bar, and how strong it is. Gnuted or a drill tap and a house. Here we have the tools ready to go. I have already drilled a 5 mm hole in the aluminium box section. The vise is getting its first outing. On the table, the M6x1.0 tap is mounted in the wrench, and I have a big bottle of lube. I have no cutting grease, so 3" -1 is as best as I can do. A bit like RP on a Friday with his block of Lurpak, I suppose. The thread cutting is pretty quick and painless, 3 twists in, 1 twist back, so the swarf gets cleared properly. Q engineering holy war, 3 forwards, 2 back. Threaded and bolted. Metalwork is harsh mistress. Not as good as I thought I was. However, here we see the difference between metal and wood. I am 1 mm out of orthogonal and the bolt will not go through both holes and looks a bit on the piss. Hence the drill press to keep me nicely at right angles. Better living through technology. While all of this has been going on, someone in China was happy enough to take my money and send me the gears. Little baggies of engineering happiness plus a generous extra set of grub screws. These are little headless screws that go through a threaded hole in the gear collar and allow the gear to be bound to the shaft. Got all of gear. The gears fit nicely together, some bound to the shaft and some left freewheeling. Putting them together for the first time was somewhat satisfactory. For those paying attention, the gears are marked with their IDs on this close-up. Gearbox, uninterrupted. Gear B, H, D and F all rotate with the axle, shaft, as well as the dogtooth, no sprockers harmed in the manufacture, gear between freewheeling gear C and D. I still need to drill some holes in C and E to accept the bolts, and probably smooth the bolt threads down for slicker operation. The giant washer mounted on one of the hubs gives me a nice clean edge to push left and right with the gear change mechanism, from any angle I can get away with. You can see how the width of the collars keeping C and E gears are pretty wide, which means the bolts coming from the dogtooth are long, and hence weak. If I can cut a thin groove in there instead, I can put a circlip on which is much lighter and thinner, the bolts can be shortened massively. One worry I have is that the silver hubs are bound to the axle loosely with a grub screw. This will be super glued in place so that the hub can still move up and down the shaft to engage with Siori, but I am now concerned that the whole weight of the mechanism relies on that point as a single point of failure, which will be heavily stressed as inertia is to be overcome when the car starts to move. Another worry is that the gears alone weigh 1.1 kg. That is underscore heavy underscore, man. And weight begets inertia. I may have to drill large bore holes through the gears to drop their weight, but I will hold back from that for now. And so, back to sitting like a lovelorn spaniel for the postman to bring me opinion, I wait. In the meantime, now that I have the gears, I can lay them out on the perspex such that there is a tiny gap between the gear teeth that mesh, and the output differential is far enough down from the engine pinion gear so the drive shaft can pass under the engine. Then I can get some holes cut for the bearings and build the gearbox mount. This will be bolted directly to the clutch bell housing on the engine. I will then have a definitive engine, gearbox block so I can then calculate the car length, and hence width. And finally get an engine mount cut and ready to sit on the chassis. Which I have yet to design. Still to be designed. Rack and pinion for gearbox servo. Rack and pinion for steering servo. Suspension arms and wheel mounts. Brakes. Still needed. Pinion gear clutch bell should have been here between October 27th to November 16th. This is late, you bastards. Servos X3, one powerful, one reasonable, one weakish. Steering 60 to 65 kilograms, but 45 kilograms is stocked for most 1.5 cars. 25 to 30 kilograms throttle. 10 kilograms? For gear select. Servo saver for steering, this breaks cheaply when you crash instead of the expensive servo gears. Shock absorbers. Drive shafts from central diff to front, rear diffs and from front, rear diffs to wheels. Picks, words and music copyright Elk Nudador 2020.